Were the Barnes taking any typical approach to pairing music with art, Debussy would be heard alongside Impressionists. But the series of concerts announced last week will feel as modern as the paintings did when Dr. Barnes first acquired them.
We look at contemporary visual art and we take it seriously, and we think of it as kind of a barometer for what's happening and what we're thinking about in our current moment. And I think we should do the same with music.
Not everything will be experimental, says Martha Lucy, Deputy Director of Education. The priority in the solo series, the Resounding Voices choral series, and in the formation of the Barnes Ensemble is to achieve the kind of mixture seen on the museum's walls, says Concert Co-Artistic Director Catherine Scovira.
It's about showing connections in music just like it is on the walls. So people can make these connections very deeply across many concerts.
Co-Artistic Director Robert Whalen adds,
it's about critical thinking. It's about expanding people's awareness, and that happens in the visual arts, and we're going to do that with music too.
Large, ambitious works such as Michael Finnessy's Red Earth and Rautavaara's Vigilia will be heard along with gospel music, which Barnes loved. Audiences may well be new to the Barnes, and that's the idea.